Welcome to this track, Releasing Dark Planetary Magic Transmission. Clearing 4D spells, curses, magical interference. As always, open body, open mind. Connecting with the cycle of breath. And in that connection, finding your core, your center. Whether that be Hara or heart or higher heart, wherever it is in your body, just feel your center, your core, with your breath. Allowing your breath to bring you to the present moment. And then using the in-breath as the invitation of light from the universe around you into your body of bone and blood, inviting light into the bones, into the blood, into the organs, into the systems, into the cells. Light. Anywhere you are holding dense, stagnant, crystallized energies that do not serve you, on the out-breath, purge and release, sending them back to the light. Releasing them from your body. Allowing space for your own soul's light in the physical body. And connecting to the cycle of breath. The in-breath this time is the invitation of light into the emotional body. Anywhere you are holding emotional energy that has become stagnant or crystallized or heavy or dense that does not serve you, on the out-breath, purge and release, sending it back to the light, back to the universe. Allowing more fluidity and space in your own emotional body. and with your cycle of breath, inviting light into the lower mental body, a field of thought, of belief, of assumption, perception, story. Anywhere you are holding energies that do not serve you, such as judgment or criticism, that you have received and absorbed. On the out-breath, purge and release, sending it back to the universe, back to the light. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the lower mental body. And with that cycle of breath, let's invite your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance, higher selves from the sixth dimension to the 12th dimension, oversoul, guides and angels working with you, star races, star councils working with you, specialist teams in spirit working with you. Come be with you now. Come be with you now. And just feeling the connection from the crown downwards, all the way down to the toes and fingertips. As if your body is vibrating with the connection. As you follow that cycle of breath, I invite and invoke the archangels holding the horizontal plane. Beginning in the east with Raphael, Archangel of Air. The symbol of this angel is a crystal wand. Allowing that symbol to shine brightly in your mind as it does so, invoking the energy of this angel, which is emerald green fire. To the south is Michael, Archangel of Fire. The symbol is a sword of angelic blue light. As you allow this symbol to shine brightly in your mind, invoking the energy of this angel, which is electric blue fire. To the west is Gabriel, Archangel of Water. The symbol is a silver chalice, allowing that symbol to shine brightly in your mind. As it does so, inviting the energy of this angel, which is diamond white fire. To the north is Uriel, Archangel of Earth. The symbol of this angel is a golden pentacle, allowing that symbol to shine brightly in your mind as it does so, invoking the energy of this angel, which is ruby red fire. Four angels, four energies, and open. And let's also invite the archangels holding the vertical plane, Metatron and Sandalphon. Inviting Metatron from the great central sun that holds the Christ grid, a fluid field of white gold light. Calling that light down through the stargate of our sun. Down into the earth plane. Down into the building you're in, the structure around you. The walls, floor beneath your feet, ceiling above your head, windows and door. Closing off the space. Allowing that fluid field of light to come down into the heart and anchor there. Just take a breath with that. Feeling the power of the Christ grid in your heart. Let's also call to Sandalphon of the crystalline grid of the earth, invoking that grid up, ethereal white, to the feet. Allowing this flowing white light up through the legs. Flowing white light up to the base chakra and pelvic area. Flowing white light up to the heart. Anchoring into the heart. Allowing your whole field to become grounded into the earth. Opening the inner channel between crown and base. Let's invite the overlighting intelligence of our sun, the solar logos. You might think of it as the higher self of the sun, or the overlighting angel of the sun itself. Calling on all archangels and angels and ascended beings working with the solar logos. Also, let's call the logos of the central sun of the Pleiades, the overlighting intelligence of the central sun. And all archangels and angels working with that intelligence, come be with us now. And to the logos of the great central sun of Sirius, inviting that intelligence to be with us. And all angels and archangels working with that logos, also calling upon the logos of the earth, Gaia herself, and all angels and archangels working with Gaia. Come be with us now. Calling all these angels, archangels, and also any ascended beings working with any of these logoses. Just take a breath with all of these energies. We begin with the sun, releasing any negative connections to the sun, anywhere the energy of the sun or any deities connected to the sun have been summoned in any form of curse, spell, sigil, talisman, ritual, dark invocation, dark magic, dark psychic connection. Anything and anywhere that has been made to have a negative impact on your being connected to the sun. Clearing anything involving any hurt or harm sent or received in this lifetime, or through the bloodlines, or bleeding through from any other lifetime. Clearing away any negative intent, using the energy of the sun to fuel that negative intent. calling on all of this assistance to clear and release any negative connections to the earth. Anywhere the elements of the earth or Gaia herself has been summoned to fuel any kind of curse or spell or sigil or talisman or ritual, dark invocation, dark magic, any dark psychic connection. Releasing any deities that have been invoked to send you hurt or harm, whether in this lifetime or through the ancestral lines or bleeding through from any other lifetime. And let's also include here dark magic from the end times of Lemuria, and especially dark magic from the end times of Atlantis, where the elements of the earth were invoked to create great chaos and destruction upon the earth. Also, I call on all of these beings to assist in releasing any negative connection to the moon. Anywhere the energies of the moon have been summoned in any form of curse or spell or sigil or talisman, ritual or dark invocation or dark magic. Any dark psychic connection made with the energies of the moon. Also here, releasing any negative impact of the gravity of the moon on your being, or any electromagnetic energies impacting you through the Earth's field. Clearing anything involving any hurt or harm sent or received. I call on all of these beings to remove any negative connections to Venus. Anywhere the energy of Venus has been summoned, particularly connected to love, but also war. Anywhere she's been summoned to fuel any form of curse or spell or sigil or talisman or ritual or dark invocation or dark magic. Any dark psychic connection. Clearing any blood sacrifice to Venus, especially in Roman times. clearing any hurt or harm sent or received. Calling on all beings to release any negative connections to Mercury. Anywhere the energy of Mercury has been summoned in any form of curse or spell or sigil or talisman, ritual, dark invocation, dark magic, dark psychic connection. Anywhere Mercury has been summoned to influence the mind of others through dark magic. Clearing all hurt or harm sent or received. Calling on all beings to release any negative connection to Mars. Anywhere the energy of Mars has been used to fuel any dark curses or spells or sigils or talismans, dark rituals, dark invocations, dark magic, dark psychic connections. Again, concerning war perhaps, or anything concerning promoting any ambition that is not beneficial to the human collective or to the planet. Calling on all beings to release all negative connections to Jupiter, where the energy of Jupiter has been summoned to fuel any curse or spell or sigil or talisman or ritual or dark invocation or dark magic or dark psychic connection. Anything that's had a negative impact on your being. Any dark magic involving money or success or both. Clearing any hurt or harm sent or received. I call on all beings present to release any negative connections to Saturn, Uranus, and Pluto. Anywhere the energies of these planets have been summoned, for any dark magic, dark invocation, dark ritual, dark talisman, dark sigil, dark spell, or dark psychic connection. Clear and release any negative connection to any asteroid, comet, or any other planet that has not been mentioned, that has been summoned to fuel any kind of dark magic, dark spells, talismans, rituals, sigils, curses, clearing anything involving hurt or harm. Clearing any fallen beings connected to any of these bodies, these planets. Destroying any negative agreements with any lower being, any fallen being. I call on your higher self an oversoul to do this clearing through all minds, all bodies, all timelines, all incarnations, all dimensions and universes. Sealing across all time and space what needs to be sealed. Releasing across all time and space what needs to be released. And transforming across all time and space what needs to be transformed. Allowing more light into your field, more light, so that you can connect to the higher energies of all these planets. Just have a breath. Just allow the clearing through your field. And a call on Metatron and all angels working with Metatron to seal your energy field in gold light. And then when you're ready, let's thank all beings assisting in this transmission. The Solar Logos, the Logos of the Central Sun, the Logos of the Great Central Sun. All angels and archangels working with those three suns. Just release with thanks, releasing with thanks. Any logos from any planet in our solar system that has been called, offering our thanks, stepping back with thanks. All archangels holding the horizontal plane, Uriel, Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, allowing them all to step back with thanks. and the Archangels holding the vertical plane, Metatron and Sandalphon, allowing them to step back with thanks. And finally, releasing your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance. Coming back to your breath, back to your body. Feeling a greater light in your field, a greater expansion, a greater lightness perhaps. Just allowing a greater expansion in your field as this clearing happens. And this transmission is off to you, as always, with love and blessings. Love and blessings.